Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my God, my strength and my Redeemer. And by the clearness and the brightness of your word, may all the world come within your saving embrace. I pray this in Christ's name. Amen. I joke with my wife that sometimes I play a game of hide and seek that she doesn't really know that we're playing, where I go sneak off to a part of the house because I'm feeling sorry for myself or feeling sad, and waiting for her to say, "Where are you? Where are you, Paul?" And that question, "Where are you?" it can elicit different things for us. It can be a question of condemnation, like "Where are you? Like, what are you up to?" But it also can be a question that we're just longing to hear. Someone seeking us out. Where are you? It's a very lonely thing to not be sought out. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 9, which we read at the very beginning of this service, Adam and Eve heard God walking in the garden, and they hid themselves from the presence of God, and God called to them, saying, "Where are you? Where are you?" And Adam replied, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." And this passage is right after the telling of the fall, of sin coming into the world, and of man and woman eyes being opened, imagining that they would be like God, and yet seeing that they are far from God and from his image, that the image of God was distorted in them. And so they were afraid, because I was naked and I hid myself. There's still an instinct, I think, not just with people, but just theologically for each of us in some way, to sometimes have an instinct to keep God at a distance. What are we afraid about? There's a bumper sticker, maybe bumper stickers are things in the past, but there was a bumper sticker I remember seeing saying, "Jesus is coming, look busy." Has anybody seen that one? "Jesus is coming, look busy." And either by conviction or by practice, people live that way. Even Christians can live that way, keeping God at arm's length. "Jesus is coming, look busy." Even Christians, through fear and shame, might stay away, be afraid of the presence of God. Or through moralism, through performance, trying to make ourselves better before we are, say to the Lord, "Here I am," or approach his presence, that we can keep God at arm's length. That there's a sense that either in fear or shame or in our sense of I want to perform, which I think is in its own way sometimes an aspect of performance, it is safer to keep God at arm's length, or we have that impression. But still God says, "Where are you?" That even when we were far off, he drew near to us. And that God, to whom all hearts are open and all desires known and from whom no secrets are hid, you can't perform to God who sees all things. That he is seeking us in love in spite of all the ways in which our hearts are open, our desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, and the ways that those are distorted, that God is still seeking us out in love, calling us out of hiding, calling us out of the burden of performance and of busyness and saying, "Enter my rest. Come to me and walk with me," that there is rest and peace in the presence of God. God isn't a tyrant and God isn't a taskmaster, and he's not indifferent to us, leaving us just hiding in this weird game of hide and seek, waiting for us to make initiative, but he drew near to us. And the way that God sought us out is great evidence of his love for us. That God, who spoke creation into being, became himself naked, vulnerable flesh and dwelt among us. The greatest example for me, two Sundays ago, we had a Christmas pageant as a church. And here up on the stage and platform, the children told us the story of the Nativity. And it climaxed in Jesus' birth. And for the first time in many years, we had an actual baby playing the part of Jesus. Not a doll or just maybe empty wrapping of swaddling clothes, but an actual baby. And his mother sat in the front row, and she came forward and she put him in the manger. And then she stepped back and sat down, and the children came up peeking, and the whole congregation was focused on this baby whom most of us don't really know. We know his family a little bit, but we haven't yet met him. He's just so newborn. And I was standing here and I couldn't look away, knowing this isn't Jesus, but it is a baby in the midst of the congregation. It was a tremendous mystery and a demonstration of the mystery that the Word became flesh, that God became flesh and dwelled among us as a baby. And what a strange and miraculous thing that is, that he was wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in the manger, and people came in to peek in on him and ran to see this great thing which God had done. That God did not stay far off, but he drew so near that he was held in the arms of his mother, Mary. And that God and Christ did not hold us at arm's length, but that God and Christ took little children in his arms and blessed them, that he touched and he healed the sick, he gave sight to the blind, he went and sought after people who were in hiding and in the shadow of death and oppressed by evil. And then ultimately, Jesus stretched out his arms of love on the wood of the cross that all might come within the reach of his saving embrace. Now, we have a lot of visitors, and I'm really glad to have you here. I hope it has been a good celebration of Christmas and continues to be so. And many of you are here with other people, or maybe even for the sake of other people who invited you to a Christmas Eve service, invited by parents or grandparents or friends or a neighbor. But the question is not, you know, whether you were invited by others, but what is God's invitation to you? That where are you? Where are you in relationship to him? Are you hiding? Are you performing? Are you busy, afraid, or ashamed? And God's invitation to us this Christmas, shown through the gift of his Son, is where are you in that just pure demonstration of love and humility? That to him to whom all hearts are open and all desires known and from whom no secrets are hid is seeking you out, asking you to walk in the true light of his coming, which gives light to everyone. Light that reveals what is hidden but does not just sort of leave us cringing in shame, but shines a path out of darkness and the shadow of death. It is indeed true, and we need to take it to heart. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Fear not, for I am with you." And this is good news of great joy. Where are you? How will you respond? Oh, come, let us adore him. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.